Ever feel like your phone has become a parasite, constantly demanding your attention? You know that feeling when you're trying to focus on something important, but your thumbs just can't resist scrolling through social media or checking those endless notifications? Welcome back to the Dopamine Declutter, where we're all about reclaiming our time and mental energy in this crazy digital world. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and today we're tackling a big one, creating healthy distractions from technology. Now, before you think I'm some tech-hating Luddite, hear me out. Technology can be amazing. It connects us, informs us, entertains us. But when it starts dictating our lives, that's when things get tricky. We become slaves to the constant buzz and notifications, sacrificing real-life experiences for virtual ones. So how do we break free? How do we create healthy distractions that actually nourish our minds and souls instead of draining them? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you reclaim your attention and find joy beyond the screen. First up, rediscover the magic of boredom. Remember those lazy summer days as a kid when you'd sit outside, daydreaming, building forts out of sticks, or just letting your mind wander? Boredom isn't an enemy, it's an opportunity for creativity, introspection, and genuine connection with yourself. Embrace those quiet moments, let your thoughts flow freely, and see where they take you. You might be surprised by the sparks of inspiration that emerge. Next, get physical. Exercise is a fantastic way to clear your head, boost your mood, and break the cycle of mindless scrolling. Whether it's a brisk walk in nature, a heart-pumping workout at the gym, or simply dancing around your living room to your favorite tunes, movement gets your blood flowing and your mind engaged. Plus, endorphins are a natural mood booster. They'll leave you feeling more energized and focused than any dopamine hit from your phone. Third, dive into a good book. Nothing beats the immersive experience of getting lost in a captivating story. Reading not only expands your knowledge and imagination, but also provides a much-needed escape from the constant barrage of digital noise. Choose genres that spark your interest, whether it's fantasy, mystery, history, or something else entirely. Fourth, connect with real people. Put down your phone and have meaningful conversations with friends, family, or even strangers. Share stories, listen actively, and engage in genuine human interaction. These connections are essential for our well-being and remind us that life is about more than just likes, shares, and followers. Finally, cultivate a mindful practice. Whether it's meditation, yoga, journaling, or simply taking a few deep breaths throughout the day, mindfulness helps you stay present in the moment and resist the urge to constantly check your phone. By focusing on your breath, body, and surroundings, you can cultivate a sense of peace and awareness that will help you navigate the digital world with greater intention and clarity. Think about that last time you were truly engrossed in a conversation, or lost in a book, or simply enjoying the beauty of nature. Those moments weren't interrupted by pings and notifications. They were pockets of pure joy and presence. Remember how good it felt? That's the power of healthy distractions. They allow us to connect with ourselves and the world around us in a deeper, more meaningful way. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're on a hike through a breathtaking forest. The sun is filtering through the leaves, casting dappled light on the trail ahead. You can hear the rustling of leaves beneath your feet and the birdsong filling the air. Instead of reaching for your phone to capture the moment, you take a deep breath and simply absorb it all. You feel a sense of peace and connection that transcends the digital world. That's the kind of distraction we're aiming for, one that nourishes our souls and recharges our batteries. So, what's holding you back? Start small today. Put your phone on silent for an hour, go for a walk without any distractions, or pick up a book you've been meaning to read. Remember, reclaiming your attention is a journey, not a destination. Take those first steps, and let's declutter our dopamine together. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs to hear it. And if you have any thoughts or questions, hit me up on social media. I love hearing from you. Until next time, stay curious, stay present, and keep decluttering that dopamine.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.